New York is famous for many things, including skyscrapers, art, theatres, and of course, shopping. And a very unusual shop's just opened there, one that refuses to take money in exchange for goods. As you might expect, it's been full of customers. But in true New York style, the Free Store, which is located close to Wall Street, the financial heart of America, isn't just a shop. It's actually a public art installation. Our reporter in New York, Tara Godonsky, left her wallet at home and went to browse.
So I'm here now with Athena Robles and Anna Stein, who set up the Free Store. You're both artists. Athena, a lot of people are confused because I don't think most of the customers who come in here would say, oh, this is an art installation.
Oh, that's true. We were hoping to create an experience for people that is different than what they might think public art is. And public art can be something that's more creative, interactive, and participatory experience.
Anna, so how does this work?
Well, the Free Store has been stocked all on donations. So when shoppers come in, they have a choice to make a donation or participate in the free shopping or both. And so we've had tons and tons of donations and tons of shopping. So every day, you know, we've had a change of what our stock is.
Yeah. And who are the customers that you're getting? You are doing very booming trade, I guess. Good business.
Yeah, good business. We get everyone. We have some families right now, and we've had workers from Wall Street and the Financial District.
Now, choosing to set it here in the Financial District, was that sort of a comment, I guess?
Well, rather than a comment, it's just really tests whether these ideas can work. In a place where everybody thinks about money all the time, having a store where no money is accepted, it really tests, does this model work?
When I was a kid, I had a yard sale once, and we put a box, my sister and I, of small items that we didn't feel we wanted to sell, and we put the box and we labeled it free. But it didn't last very long because someone came over and said, is that box, everything in that box is free? We said, yes. They said, great, picked up the entire box and walked away. I mean, how do you get people to sort of limit themselves? I guess people would want to take everything.
Sure. Well, we actually greet all the customers, and we do have guidelines, a sign hanging on the wall saying how you can shop at the store. And we ask that people just take things that they need. So they have to really think about and decide for themselves if they think they need it. And generally, because they know everything has been donated by other shoppers, people are respectful of that and try to just take one or two things.
I'm actually going to look around for something myself.
Okay,
as well,
great.
Because
so you'd like to do some free shopping while you're here.
And while I'm looking around, I'll maybe talk to some of your customers.
Great,
well,
that would be great.
Well, there's some really neat items here in the Free Store. On the wall, on the left-hand side, is sort of the jewelry and miscellaneous items. There's a fun keychain, lots of beads, and a little button in the shape of a pig. He's quite cute. Oh, here's something fantastic. Some flippers to go scuba diving. There's some candle holders. Things like a little wedding bell. A bell that looks like it was a decoration for a wedding. And a little porcelain elephant. Why not?
Mom, you're here.
I know. Becca's going to try it on.
What's your first name?
Amber.
Now, your son's got his eye on those flippers. He's got the flippers on now.
It's kind of serendipitous because I was saying, I really need flippers. Where am I going to find flippers at this time of year? And look at that.
And here's Dean, who is looking at the wall of beads. And Dean, you have a little plastic frog in your hand.
Yes, it's got googly eyes on it, too. I think it's wonderful, it seems incomprehensible, for it to be a free store. And I've been actually kind of smoking cigarettes outside, staring at it for about a month now before I came in.
Why were you reluctant?
I don't know. It's suspect. It's a little suspect,
But now you've come in, you see it's the real deal.
Yes, yes.
No one's trying to make you join a cult or anything.
Right.
I'm looking around, and the hardest thing for me is really thinking. When I go to a store, I buy loads of things I don't need, but when it's free, it's really making me consider what I really need.
Yeah, we've actually had a lot of people have that experience. We even had one woman say that, she thought when she came she was going to try to get as much as possible, and then when she came here and she saw everything, she decided, I actually don't need anything. Mm-hmm. So I think that's an experience that's shared by a lot of people. The other thing to remember, though, is that the items are here because somebody wanted someone else to have them. So accepting them is also, part of the whole process.
And I had my major aha moment. These two things are perfect, and I would love to take this book and this shower cap. That's all right.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you found two things that you think you really need, and they sound like they'll be perfect for you.
Yeah, it really does hit you when you find the thing you need. It's there.
So that's great. I'm just going to add them to your receipt then.
Okay, thank you.
Tara Godomsky with that wealth cap in hand with that report from New York. Remember, if you want to listen to anything again, the website is bbcworldservice.com/outlook. That's it from this edition of Outlook. Do join Matthew Bannister for the next one.